Marley looked at her lover, Luna. I wonder what the urgent staff meeting is about. It does seem a bit odd for Lindy to give us an hour to prepare, Luna said. That barely gives me enough time to get everyone in early, Marley groaned. Luna's phone pinged with a text, then Marley's. Luna looked at hers first. Alex wants to know about the meeting. She got a text from Lindy to be here by 8. Same with Elise, Marley reported. I hope it's not bad news. Me too, Luna said. It's a heck of a time of the year to be looking for a job. Marley shook her head. Lindy and the others have too much invested. They would lose big time if they shut this place down. Still, I can't figure out what is so important we have to have an emergency staff meeting. I guess we'll know in less than an hour. We better get a move on if we're going to shower and eat some breakfast, Luna pointed out. I don't think I can eat right now, but a shower is much needed. You gave me a heck of a workout last night. Marley smiled at her lover. We consumed a lot of carbs last night with that pasta. I promised I would work them off of you. Luna returned her smile. I enjoyed burning every one of them, too. You didn't hear me complaining either, Marley reminded her. Let's hit the shower, and I'll head downstairs while you eat. Lindy and Remy were finishing up breakfast. Remy looked over at Lindy. You know how cruel this must feel to them, calling an emergency meeting and not telling them why. I know, but hopefully after we give them the news, they will forgive me, Lindy said as she handed the server a credit card. I didn't want someone to let our little secret out of the bag. You didn't tell Chansey yet, did you? Remy laughed and shook her head. Goodness, no. She's not capable of withstanding the pressure from Alex or Luna if they grilled her. Good call, then. I think the group will all be pleasantly surprised. When are you going to tell Chansey? Lindy asked. Today, when I buy you a burger at Sister's, unless the grapevine has gotten to her first. Should we warn them about tipping her off? Lindy laughed. If you want it to be a surprise, we'd better ask them not to tell Chansey. Does Dana know yet? Remy shook her head vigorously. Hell no. She's worse than Chansey. It would have been all over Atlanta this morning if she knew. I think we'll let Alex have that pleasure. Lindy smiled at her best friend. I do like how you think. Lindy signed the check. Are you ready to go break some news? I'm going to have a hard time keeping a straight face, but I'll do my best. Remy replied. That's all I could ask. Let's roll. Lindy stood and led them out of the restaurant. I can't believe you have no idea what's going on, Alex grumbled. You're our manager, after all. You should know everything. Well, I'm sorry I don't. I'm just as much in the dark as you all, Marley admitted. I have no clue what Lindy is going to drop on us. I guess we will know in just a few minutes, Luna said as she pointed to the security monitor showing Lindy's car pulling up. No matter what it is, we'll make it through this, ladies. Marley attempted to cheer everyone around the table, but the sad looks she was receiving let her know they weren't buying the story. Lindy walked through the front door and saw the worried looks on the faces of her employees, and she felt remorseful for a few seconds. Thank you all for meeting with us this early and on such a short notice, Lindy said as she and Remy took a seat around the table. You've certainly got our attention this morning, boss. What's up? Marley asked. Lindy looked at Remy, who nodded. We have news we wanted to share with you this morning before any more time goes by, Lindy reported. Remy and I have come to a decision. We are closing the club. You're what? Luna cried out. Wait and hear me out before you jump to any conclusions, Lindy said, but Luna was already out of her chair and pacing.